At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
We're here on Metal Shop with Sven from Aborted, the vocalist for this sick, sick death metal band. You may have heard Aborted, I mean, over the years here on Metal Shop. We've been playing them. I remember we played the hell out of Global Flatline. We've been playing the new one, Le Grand Masquerade. It's available now on Century Media. Came out last Friday. They're a Belgian death metal band. I'm talking to them right now. It's 9 a.m. here in Seattle, and it's around 6 p.m. over there in Belgium. First off, dude, how are you doing with all of this going on in the world? How are you staying safe and sane, and how are you spending your time?
Well, I'm staying safe because I'm not leaving my house. Staying sane is it's a different issue.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm fortunate enough to still have work, so I'm spending most of my time just working. And when I'm not working, it's usually doing some exercise or playing video games, watching movies, you know, that kind of.
Absolutely, man. And how are things going over in Belgium?
They're interesting. I think the majority of the people are getting, you know, that we need to do this.
So, yeah.
You know, the more compliance there is, I think, at this point, the sooner the shit will be over. At least that's like the mindset that most people are in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including myself. So I'm sticking to it. So, you know, the sooner the shit goes down, the sooner stuff will reopen. And the sooner shit will go back to normal. You have like a small, you know, percentage of the population, which is breaking the rules or whatever, if you want to call it that, and that's making things a bit difficult, but I think they're getting fined whenever, you know, people do stupid shit. Like, I think there was someone doing a barbecue with like 30 people in the yard, which not really smart during a lockdown.
Yeah, that's not isolation.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and
so
then
social isolation, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man. So I gotta ask, man, this EP released this past Friday, talk about the weirdest time to release an album, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad it's not an album and it's an EP.
That's true. Yeah, it's an EP. At least you get some good music out there for people to kind of release some of their tension during this time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're happy it came out. I mean, we were working on it. It was supposed to be out last year, ready for that tour we did with Entombed in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some delays from our side and then decided to just keep it from when we would have, you know, a tour, so it makes sense to put it out. So we booked that tour of Napalm Death, and the release date was set, and then, you know, this shit happens.
Yeah. But like you said, at least it's not like, you know, like the long anticipated, like, full length album that you took years on and is like, I mean, it, EPs are still important too, but like the full length, you know, that could have been a big disappointment. But, you know, at the same time, people do need the outlet for music and stuff. And in the end, obviously it's hard for, you know, people to go out to, you know, can't really go to stores to buy the album, but in the end, people will pick it up hopefully and they can still order it online. So you can definitely order a copy.
Yeah. Indie Merch is still sending out all our merchandise orders. You can still get it from Central Media or digitally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I'm just glad that it's out there and that, you know, people can check it out. You know, that's the most important to me.
Yeah.
It's an EP. I don't expect, you know, people to go to stores or... As long as people dig it and share it, that's fine by me.
Absolutely, man. And dude, first off, I wanted to congratulate you guys because 2020, from what I understand, it's 25 years of Aborted, right?
Yeah.
Dude, congratulations, man. That's a hard task for like a death metal band. Like, that's not an easy task. So first off, I wanted to congratulate you and then just kind of ask you, like, what keeps you inspired after 25 years to keep making like intense, brutal death metal?
I think it's just, you know, you play this kind of music because that's the kind of shit you want to play. I think it's the passion for music. You obviously don't play death metal to, you know, get rich or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, I think it's just what we like to do, especially, you know, in my case, it's the musical genre I identify with the most. And,
yeah.
It's, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be doing it with a good bunch of friends, and it's been fun. And as long as it's fun, you know, that's what matters to me. As long as we make music that's relevant and cool for us and that we're all having a good time doing it, then, I think that's the most important part. Maybe people forget that sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too. And like, you know, with a lot of things, like this is this forced restart or this forced vacation, I guess you'd call it, is kind of making us realize maybe we were taking things for granted and we were loving the, you know, it'll bring back the, you know, the love of things maybe, but you can hope so.
Yeah, we can hope.
Maybe we'll see less cell phones at Aborted shows, right?
That would be fantastic.
Right? Actually get in the pit instead of taking pictures of it. So,
yeah.
What was your... So going back to, you know, maybe your formative years, teenage or whatever, what was like your introduction personally, Sven, to death metal? Like, what was your first album or the first show for like death metal? How did that get into your life?
The first show was definitely some local bands back in the day over here. And my first death metal records, that must have been, I think, Utopia Banished from Napalm Death and D-Side Legion.
Yeah, okay. Classics, yeah.
Yeah, those were some of the firsts. There's also, I remember I really loved the first Brutal Truth records.
Mm-hmm.
That one was super sick. But, you know, I grew up with death metal in the 90s, so a lot of the classic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it takes a lot of balls to get up and start, you know, actually singing for a death metal band, and like doing the death metal growl and getting gnarly with it. What made you make that step? Like, what was your was there an inspiration vocally, or did people like try to persuade you, or did you just say, "I got to try this"?
I think it was like a mixture because there was a lot of death metal fans in the high school that I was going to.
Yeah.
And I had a couple friends that were in a local death metal band, so, you know, it kind of all got together that way. But I, you know, as I noticed my friends were doing their bands, I was like, well, this is what I want to do. So I started the band because I wanted to do my own thing. I was helping out at the local band back in the day with helping their singer come up with vocal patterns and lyrics and all that.
But
it just only made me want to do my own thing more, you know?
Yeah, you're like, hey, I can help this guy, but why help him when I can do it myself? Come on!
pretty much.
Right on, man. Well, so we all know, you know, the big four of thrash, like Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth, and Metallica. But, you know, being that you guys are a death metal band, what would you think the big four of death metal are?
Oof. I'll just say personally for myself.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. I'd say Suffocation and Carcass for sure. Cannibal Corpse for sure. And then, I mean, if you look at, you know, nowadays, as far as biggest four, you'd have to put Behemoth in there too, of course.
Yeah, right on, man. And there's so many, you know, it's like almost impossible to you know, bring it down. But that's a good one, man. I definitely agree. And, you know, okay, so here's one that's a little bit more silly. It doesn't force you to think as much, but if you could, so let's say, Sven, you get immediately drafted to WWE or UFC, right? And you're put in the ring, and you have to have a theme song to come out to. What would be your theme song?
Ooh, you said it. I don't have to think a lot about it. But I might go with March of the SOD, to be honest.
Ooh, that's hard.
Dumb as and cool.
Yep, absolutely, man. That's like a caveman song that's just like badass. Yeah. Dude, hell yeah. Right on, man. Well, so just a couple more questions here for you, dude. If you could pick a scar on your body, Sven, and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
A scar? Damn. I've got multiple on my head from hitting myself on stage or just running into shit because I'm fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know if that qualifies.
Sure. I think that it qualifies. Yeah. So hitting your head with the microphone?
Yeah, or my fist. I just punch myself on stage for some reason. Bad Belgian bad.
Right? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Right on, man. Well, the last question I have for you is if you could, and you know, I know this is going to force you to think a little bit more about the music and break it down, but pick four albums that have made a distinct impact on your life through growing up.
Definitely say Effigy of the Forgotten from Suffocation.
Yeah.
Symphonies of Sickness from Carcass. There's Something Rotten in the State of Denmark of Ildisposed.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I'd say probably Deicide Legion.
Dude, I like that you brought up Ildisposed. That's a band that doesn't get enough love.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, at least back in the day, they put out some fantastic records.
Absolutely, man. So, right on, dude. Well, that was easy for you, four right off the top of your head. I can tell you obviously care a lot about music and have that in the forefront of your brain. Do you have any words for anyone that might be going through the shit right now, kind of just, you know, bummed out or anything, staying at home and trying to stay safe?
I mean, it sucks being at home, and it sucks especially, I can't imagine, if you're like either in an abusive relationship or, you know, you're in an abusive household.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff is, you know, of course going to end rather sooner than later, so just keep your head up and know that there's, you know, there's always things like music and a huge community connected to music that's there, and that will be there for you, you know, when it is over. So I think that's something to look forward to and maybe focus on rather than the fact that you're stuck at home.
Absolutely, man. Thank you very much. It's Sven from Aborted. And the new album is La Grande Masquerade. It's available now on Century Media. Dude, thank you so much.
No problem.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.